Verse 15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Now, this is the great faith of this man Job, even at this point. But they've not got at the root of Job's trouble at all. And that'll come out just a little later, of course. Now, will you notice? We begin to see it here. He says, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. Job says, I can go into the presence of God, and I'm going to defend myself. My friend, the minute that you start defending yourself, you're going to lose your case. When you go in the presence of God, you plead guilty because he knows you. And you don't go in the presence of God and get you an attorney and by some little clever routine try to get out of the accusation and try to disannul God's statement that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and is none righteous, no, not one, and the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Now, God just doesn't change that at all. And you can't get a smart lawyer that will get you out of that. And you're not going before one of these soft-hearted and soft-headed judges. You're going before the God of this universe, who is the moral ruler. And therefore, the idea that you can go there and plead and you can maintain your case, the thing to do is just go in and plead guilty and cast yourself upon the mercy of the court. And you'll find out God has a mercy seat. And it's a mercy seat because the blood of Jesus Christ is on it. And he paid the penalty for your sin. And my friend, that's the only way you're going to get off. This man, Job here, you can see he needs somebody to really represent God before him and keep him from defending himself and let him cast himself on the mercy of God. This book has a tremendous message, as you can see. Now I'm going to just move right on down in this section here, and let me read verse 16. He also shall be my salvation. Now there's glimmers of light that break through on this man's soul. He says he's going to be my salvation. And that, by the way, is even the teaching of the Old Testament, that God is our salvation. Oh, how David held on to this. David was a great sinner, but he didn't live in sin. He just committed an awful sin. But David, he said, he's my high tower. He's my shield. He's my buckler. He's my salvation. The salvation wasn't a coin that you carried around in your pocket and you might lose it. Salvation's God. And salvation today is Christ. You either have him or you don't have him. You either trust him or you don't trust him. There's no other alternative, friends. There's no man's land between. You can't stand in that place. Either you're for him or against him. And there's none other name under heaven, Peter says, given among men whereby we must be saved. He's the only out for the human family. And so Job has a glimmer of light, and it's marvelous. Evidently, this is in the patriarchal age of the days of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Joseph, somewhere along there.